CEO of the Score Baja 1000. Flat tires used to be a big problem for Baja racers, but with Slime Tire Sealant, flat tires are a thing of the past. Slime is the official tire sealant of the Baja 1000 because the bottom line is, if you get a flat, you lose. So listen, buy some slime, put it in your tires, and don't get caught flat.
Get your green slime tire sealant at AutoZone.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
I don't mean to jump the gun on the Wood Report or anything, but she'll probably have... And maybe not, because it's old news now. Phyllis Diller dead. I do know that William Wyndham is dead. Again, not trying to be a spoiler. But there's so much more that I don't know. In fact, only one person in this room knows all the other Hollywood stuff. And it's Tina Dow Pierce. Here she is, the moment many people wait for all week. With the Wood Report, Tina Dow Pierce.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, several people died. I'm sure most people have heard already about Tony Scott, the director of Top Gun, Days of Thunder, Beverly Hills Cop 2, jumped off a bridge in
LA. I didn't realize he did Crimson Tide, one of my all-time favorite Denzel Washington movies.
Really?
It's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, some people came forward and said, oh, he had that inoperable brain cancer, but his family says, no, he didn't have that, so now they just have to wait for the autopsy results. But... when he jumped, there was like a tour boat out there or something, and people caught it on film, like video and in photos, and some people are trying to sell those now.
Yeah. I would watch it. Peon, you'd
poor
watch
taste.
It.
Well,
you'd watch it.
Yeah, but
I would.
It's poor
I think
taste
I would.
People trying to sell it.
This guy from Michigan, his name is Bob Birch. He had a long career as a bassist in several bands, but he had been...
back up for a second. Hang on here, because Peon said they were trying to sell it.
Okay.
If I... caught that guy jumping on my camera and somebody came to me and said, hey, give me that video, I'll give you $100,000. You would too. You'd say, okay, here.
I would.
Yep.
But I'd feel bad about it.
Well, you'd feel bad for about a minute.
Yeah.
And then you go to the bank. First Community Credit Union, actually. Go ahead, Tina.
Sorry. Okay, I'm going to start over then. Bob Birch, he's from Michigan. He's a long career as a bassist for several bands, but mostly for Elton John. He's played with Elton John since 1992.
Didn't play with him in a gay way. You mean like playing with him like his
right.
thing?
Right, and his band, they toured. He toured with him. He shot himself. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was only 56 years old.
Wow. What is going on?
And William Wyndham. He won an Emmy for...
what's his name?
William Wyndham.
Okay, you're right.
Won an Emmy Award for the 69 TV comedy series My World and Welcome to It. He died Thursday of congestive heart failure at his California home. He was 88. He appeared in a whole bunch of different TV shows, including over 50 segments of Murder, She Wrote. He also played the part of the prosecuting attorney in To Kill a Mockingbird back in 1962.
And isn't he most famous for his one-man show, Mark Twain? Wasn't that William Wyndham that was Mark Twain?
I
think it was.
I don't know.
Peon can look it up.
I have a lot of that about him.
I'm pretty sure that was him for years and years and years. I saw him do that somewhere, the Fox or somewhere. He was Mark Twain. And, man, you'd think you'd gone back in time and you were looking at Mark Twain. I think that was William Wyndham. I could be wrong.
I didn't notice anything about him doing that.
We'll interrupt with a bulletin when we finish.
Okay. Singer Scott McKenzie, who performed San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair, died over the weekend. He was 73. He had Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a disease that affects the nervous system. He also co-wrote Kokomo, the number one hit for the Beach Boys, and he toured with the Mamas and the Papas in the 1990s.
All right, Dan, the phones are ringing. Obviously, it's not William Wyndham, because I can just tell by the way the phones are lit up.
Right.
I'm thinking of somebody else, and they're going to tell us who it is that did Mark.
I thought it was Hal
Holbrook.
Holbrook,
that's it.
Okay.
Dan, Dan, tell them we got it.
Got it.
You're right, Hal Holbrook. Okay, my
Thank
mistake.
You. That's all right. I'll let it go this time.
Yes, you will. No, you know what? I want to go in the spanking
room. I bet you do.
And you spank me.
Winona Judd's husband of of only 2 months was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident this past weekend, and he had to have his left leg amputated above the knee.
Who did?
Wynonna Judd's new husband. She's been married 2 months to this musician guy.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Scott Cactus Moser. And, had to cut his... It actually was severed in the accident, and I guess they couldn't do anything about it, so...
You know, she is one of those people. She's a great singer, but if somebody said, breaking news, we've just discovered Wynonna Judd used to be a man.
A man?
Yeah. She's got that look of, you know, those guys that dress up like... That's what Wynonna Judd looks like to me. And she's kind of manly. She drives a Harley.
Yeah.
I had a friend that worked at a Nashville radio station. They had an interview scheduled with her. She pulls up by the studio back door in a big Harley.
Well, he was on a motorcycle. She was on a motorcycle in front of him when this accident happened.
Wow.
So she turns around and there he is.
Hey, one of those callers was Babe Dorothy. They called to say that it was
Hellhole.
Well, like Babe, I'm sure knew he heard us correct ourselves before he could even do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell suffered a heart attack last week, now recovering at home. She credits her survival to a quick internet research on her painful symptoms and a Bayer aspirin that she'd seen recommended in ads.
Yeah, here's my take on Rosie O'Donnell. She's going to make a fortune off of this so-called heart attack that she had. And she and I had exactly the same thing. Same artery. She had 99. I had 98. I had two stents. She had one. But she's going to turn this into, you watch, oh, my goodness, she's going to ask everybody to join her and lose weight. And this will work.
Donald Trump tweeted Rosie O'Donnell a get-well message. He sent, Rosie, get better fast. I'm starting to miss you. Rosie responded, well, thank you, Donald, I must admit your post was a bit of a shock. Are you trying to kill me? Kiss, kiss.
And I said to somebody this morning, I'll bet you Donald Trump sends her a get well message because that's how smart Donald Trump is. Think about it. He looks like a good guy now, sending his enemy a get well message.
If you're an Office fan, you're probably familiar with the Dunder Mifflin customer sales rep, Phyllis Lapin.
I'm not.
She wears Christmas sweaters. She has knitting needles. She makes awkward comments about sex. She's 61 years old. Her real name is Phyllis Smith. She got her start as an NFL cheerleader for the St. Louis Cardinals back in the 1970s, and she was also a burlesque dancer. And the director, producer of The Office says this will be the last season, the one coming up.
Yeah, boy, it's kind of...
Isn't,
ever since,
what's his name,
Steve
often?
Carell left, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
how
not
could
the
it be
same.
Good?
Not the same.
Yeah.
A pornography trade group has called for a nationwide filming moratorium while performers are tested for syphilis. One performer has tested positive, and her sexual partners are being notified. The voluntary temporary moratorium on production will shut down the multi-billion dollar industry. On Friday, the L.A. County Public Health Department announced an investigation into at least five possible cases of syphilis that were reported last week.
They're shutting the entire industry down because one woman had syphilis?
Well, I mean, you know, they have a lot of partners.
It'll
and
spread.
They said all they need to do...
How about just shut her down?
All they need to do is get a shot, this special shot, and then wait 10 days, and then they can go back to filming. Well, five other cases were reported. So,
okay.
Lisa Welchel... She was best known for her role as Blair on The Facts of Life.
Never saw the show.
She's pretty excited. She's going to be a player on Survivor Philippines, which premieres on Wednesday, September 19th.
Yes, I love that show.
She will join 17 other castaways, including a retired Major League Baseball player and three returning players.
Yeah, that's the greatest way to know that you're not a big star is that you're on Survivor.
On a reality
you're
show.
Not an A-lister.
Kelly Ripa's new permanent live co-host will be named on September 4th. She began hosting live with rotating co-hosts back in November. Since then, 59 men and women have co-hosted. She said her ideal co-host would be Anderson Cooper. But this just in from TMZ, they are reporting that her partner is going to be Michael Strahan, who was with the New York Giants. He was a football player. He came in, and they must have liked him. So I don't know how the TMZ got that news before September 4th, but that's what they're saying.
She has no boobs, Kelly Ripa.
No.
I mean, none.
Oh, man.
Flat.
Sources say
she's coming or going.
Mariah Carey, not a happy camper after learning that Nicki Minaj may be a judge on American Idol. Evidently, she thought she was going to be the only female, plus Nicki is half her age. And others being considered include Enrique Iglesias, who's currently on tour with Jennifer Lopez. Kanye West now in the running, but he wants the $18 million that Mariah's getting. Keith Urban and Brad Paisley.
I don't get Keith Urban. I just don't get him.
Huh. Between 20 and 25 employees of The Tonight Show have been laid off, and host Jay Leno has agreed to a pay cut. In his first monologue after the news broke, Leno cracked several jokes about the situation and seemed to lay most of the blame on NBC's parent company, Comcast.
Hmm.
It's always the other person. Denise Richards.
Yeah.
She's been like this really great ex-wife to Charlie Sheen. She stood by him during all this craziness. Well, not only is she really nice to him, she threw a 35th birthday party for his other ex-wife, Brooke Mueller.
What a weird bunch of people, these Hollywood people.
Yeah. So at the party, Charlie, Richards, and their two daughters, Sheen's twins with Brooke Mueller, and the baby girl that Richards adopted last year.
Wow.
Hillary Swank, once again single. She and her boyfriend, John Campisi, have ended their 5-year relationship.
Well, I thought Hillary Swank was a boy.
Yeah, she looks like
girls don't. Boys don't cry, or is it girls don't cry?
Boy, I don't know.
No, I'm confused.
The name of the movie?
Yeah, Boys Don't Cry.
Boys Don't Cry.
Okay. Dick Van Dyke will receive the Screen Actors Guild's Life Achievement Award.
I know why Dan's laughing. No, I know exactly why he's laughing.
Because of his real name.
The great joke. And folks, if you don't know it, here it is. Early in his career, he couldn't catch a break, and finally his agent said, "You got to change your name. Your name is Penis Van Lesbian. You have to change it to Dick Van Dyke." That's the joke. That's a good one.
He's 86 years old. He's won 5 Emmys, a Tony, a Grammy. He will be honored in January for his 60-year-plus career and his lifelong humanitarian accomplishments. At last year's ceremony, he presented the same award to his TV co-star, Mary Tyler Moore.
How about his brother, Jerry, can't stand him?
Oh.
Don't you know being Jerry Van Dyke is a drag?
He was funny on Coach.
Yeah.
Jerry was funny. Great banjo player, too.
But that's kind of it. He's just a goofy, funny guy, where Dick Van Dyke is multi-talented. Yeah.
That's true. Susan Flannery, who plays Stephanie Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful, announced that she will quit the soap opera after 25 years. There's no word yet on her last day there. John Lennon's killer, Mark David Chapman, is up for parole for the 7th time
out.
This week.
Let him out. All he did was kill a guy.
I believe they're meeting today, and they could make their decision by Thursday or Friday. He shot John Lennon in 1980. He was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. He was denied parole for the 6th time in September of 2010.
How could he possibly ever get let? If he got let out, let's say they meet this week and they go, you know what? You've been a good boy. You're out. Where's he ever going to be able to go? You go around. You're out now, walking the streets as the killer of John Lennon.
Yeah, I think somebody will probably shoot him.
Yeah. He better beg to not get let out.
Kourtney Kardashian says she's not worried about losing the 45 pounds she gained during her pregnancy with daughter Penelope. She gave birth in July. She claims the delivery was really easy, and just as she did with her son Mason, she pulled her daughter out herself.
I don't think it's very hard to do when it's the size of a 2-car garage.
Jimmy Kimmel Live will be moving to the 11:35 slot next January, which will allow it to go head-to-head with The Tonight Show and The Late Show with David Letterman. Willie Nelson's publicist says the singer's doing fine after suffering breathing problems on Saturday that prompted him to cancel the performance he was supposed to do outside of Denver. He's back on the road, though, and is planning on performing tonight in Dallas.
Hey, you want to hear a great vagina joke?
After I'm done.
Oh, after I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Besides the $1.8 million that singer Lauryn Hill owes in back federal taxes, she also owes the state of New Jersey more than $440,000. She was charged with failing to file federal tax returns in 2005, 2006, 2007, which is a federal crime. She pled guilty, could face 3 years in prison. Her sentencing is in November. The woman who's divorcing PayPal founder Elon Musk is getting $4.2 million in their divorce. Tallulah Riley agreed to a settlement with her soon-to-be ex-husband. She married him in September of 2010. They separated in July of 2011. That's 10 months. She's getting $4.2 million.
That's a good deal.
She also gets her Cartier watch, her Gucci watch, some diamond jewelry, and her Tesla Roadster. Mm. Lindsay Lohan brought her brother, her assistant, and two other guys to a ritzy Hollywood Hills mansion for an all-night house party, and now the owner suspects that the men robbed him. The party was Sunday night. Lindsay left around noon on Monday, but before she took off, the owner realized several expensive watches and some sunglasses were missing. He told everyone to stay. He called the cops. She was questioned, but then she left. Amanda Bynes was involved in a minor car accident Monday night.
I don't know who that is.
She was a Disney Channel actress.
But in the last 6 months, she's been arrested for DUI and accused of 3 hit-and-run accidents. I don't know why she's still driving. How does she keep her license?
Yeah.
What is she famous for?
She acting. Was in the movie, the something A. Oh, she's been in
a whole A?
Michael J. Fox is coming back to TV. His new comedy series is based loosely on his personal life. There's a 22-episode commitment from NBC. It's set to premiere in the fall of 2013. It will feature Fox as a husband, a father of 3 from New York City, who's dealing with family, career, and challenges that include Parkinson's.
He's going to play a guy with Parkinson's?
Yep. Shia LaBeouf says nothing is off limits in his new film, The Nymphomaniac, including the script's real sex scenes. He's 26. He says there's a disclaimer at the top of the script. It says we're doing it for real. Everything that is illegal will shoot in blurred images. The director, Lars von Trier, plans to...
Wait, hold it. Lars von Trier. There's a name.
He plans to create 2 versions, 1 explicit, 1 less X-rated.
Who's he doing it with?
Well, I don't know.
The actress, penis man,
so
lesbian.
Far, the people signed up to be in the movie include Nicole Kidman, Willem Dafoe, and Charlotte Gainsbourg.
He's doing it with Willem Dafoe.
Boy, wow. That's
some movie.
That's, yeah, what an actor.
Talk about Brokeback
Mountain. He's really going to invest himself in that role. I'm really going to do it.
At the movies, The Expendables 2 opened at the top spot with $28.7 million. The Bourne Legacy fell to second place with $17 million. Family film Paranorman opened third with $14 million. The new Whitney Houston movie Sparkle opened fifth with $12 million. And The Dark Knight Rises fell to sixth place. It made $11 million and has earned nearly $410 million in 5 weeks. Happy birthday to actress Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
How do I not?
Oh, she was on Heroes.
She was a teeny little gal. Cheerleader.
Yeah,
save the cheerleader.
Spinner.
She was in Remember the Titans. She played the cute little girl.
You know what,
Pia? That's a different movie.
That's disgusting.
That's the porno version.
Yeah. Remember the tight ones. You didn't hear that from me, folks.
Brody Jenner is 29.
Who?
Brody Jenner, one of the Jenners. He was on The Hills. Singer Kellis is 33.
Never heard of him.
Actress Carrie Ann Moss. She played Trinity in the Matrix trilogy.
There's so much I don't know anything about.
She's 42. Actress Cleo King. She was born in St. Louis. She played Aunt Lou in the HBO series Deadwood, Helene Parks in Boston Public, and Officer Garden in The Hangover. She's 50.
That was the sound of Deadwood.
Actress Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
56. Actress Loretta Devine is 63.
Never heard of her.
Singer Jackie DeShannon.
Wow.
Oh,
you know a couple
wishing,
songs.
Wishing and Hoping? Was that Jackie?
And it's a song,
Put a Little Love in Your Heart and What the World Needs Now. What the World Needs Now, written by Burt Bacharach, but she recorded it. Actor Clarence Williams III, he was Lincoln B. Hayes on the Mod Squad, and he played Ellsworth Raymond Bumpy Johnson in the American Gangster movie. Remember that with Denzel Washington?
Yes.
He is 73.
Wow.
And Kenny Rogers is 74. And that is the Wood Report.
Kenny Rogers looks so
hideous.
He said he's really unhappy with his plastic surgery.
Well, what?
Well, there's a surprise. And Kenny Rogers was a really decent-looking
guy.
Yeah,
he was a handsome man.
Who didn't need to mess with his face.
He's kind of like Robert Redford. You know, he always had that kind of craggy thing.
No, he looked much better than Redford. Redford just went south. Instantly went from being great looking to craggy.
To Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, there's an example of a guy who really. Yeah.
He looks like his face is made of stone.
He doesn't get plastic surgery.
No. He's smart. Folks, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that Wood Report like I do all Wood Reports. Let's all thank Tina Dalpia, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready for the joke now.
Nope.
You cut me to the quick. Yeah. I was going to tell a joke. She cut my legs right out from under me.
Howie, off the suffer.
I said, you want to hear a good
dish
vagina?
Dish it out, but you can't.
Want to hear a good vagina joke? When I'm finished!
Yeah. I was trying to make you feel at home.
I'd like to hear it.
Wow. Nope. Sorry. Everybody suffers because of the way Tina treated
Everybody
me.
Everybody hurts.
So we do our banking. Okay, I'll tell it. All right. Kim Kardashian goes to the gynecologist.
Okay.
And she's in the stirrups. And the gynecologist says, wow, what a big vagina. Wow, what a big vagina. She says, you don't have to say it twice. He said, I didn't. There aren't too many good echo vaginas.
Wow. No. No, there aren't.
It's a short list. We do our banking at First Community Credit Union. And we'd like for you to do the same. Now, why would you do that? Why would you change? It's just banking, right? Checking, savings, maybe you're in an auto loan. Here's why. Oh, and I found out today because I called and checked today, even though it's not as hot as it was, the popsicles are still there for you, waiting for your cool-off pleasure. Go in there and say, hey, it's warming up again. I'd like an ice cold popsicle, and they'll give you one. Now they're for members, but because you're AM and the PM, you just say, it's okay, I don't do my banking here yet. You'll get a popsicle. Popcorn is always there fresh, and here's what else is always there. Competitive rates and terrific service. And it's a shame that sometimes phrases, words, expressions, descriptions have become empty and meaningless because everybody says it, even when it's not true. Oh, great service and compassionate, caring staff, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? The service at First Community Credit Union is great, and I'll tell you why. Because when they deal with you, when you walk in as a customer, you're a member, you're an owner. It's owned by its customers. That's the big difference between a credit union and a regular bank that's usually owned by business people. It's an investment for them. First Community Credit Union. If we gave ARDs to things like credit union, First Community Credit Union would get 4 ARDs. I think you're going to be glad you took the little time that it takes to change where you bank, because it's not that big a deal. You go to your bank and you say, I'm out of here, I'm withdrawing, clean these accounts out. And you go over and you deposit and open accounts at First Community Credit Union. And take a look at your rate, whatever you're paying for your auto loan. More than likely, it's going to be lower at First Community Credit Union. They have some terrific auto loan rates. There, you start saving right away. First Community Credit Union first. Oh, and Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale. The great popular yard sale with Paul Warner, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
It's time to check in with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How do things look, Tim?
Tina, things look pretty good downtown. Eastbound 64, I don't see any delays. Once you get over the bridge, 5570 looks great through Highway 203. But when you're going westbound on 64, you're really stacked up between the Science Center to just a little west of Hampton. I thought there might be an accident or something, but what it is, a lot of volume trying to ramp on from Hampton to westbound 64. You're slow again. Looks like from about Dallas out through Mason. Southbound 270, slow between 64 and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time. Depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Cancer, something that strikes fear in all of us. The St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with a Nestle Purina Radiothon Wednesday, August 22nd. Every $100 donation will receive 4 tickets to a Cardinals game, and other items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit charitable organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat people suffering from cancer and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you by Worldwide Technology, O'Kelly's at the Ballpark, SSM Cancer Care, and the Big 550 KTRS.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-600-6821.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-600-6821. 1-800-600-6821. That's 1-800-600-6821.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for Star Coins and Stamps. Maybe your grandparents left you a couple coins or maybe some stamps and you don't know what to do with them. This is the perfect place to go. You want to stay local and see what they can give you for those coins and stamps. Or maybe you're looking to invest your money. Not in the stock market right now. No, that's nuts. You could buy gold and silver. This is a great deal, and a lot of people are doing it, investing in this stuff. And the only place to do it is Star Coins and Stamps. Nancy's the owner. She's been doing business here for 28 years. Her dad collected coins, her dad collected stamps, and she learned the business. And they're paying top dollar for this stuff. Also, if you have some jewelry that you'd like to get rid of, or any flatware or scrap metal, this is the place to take it. They're going to give you a free verbal appraisal. Just bring in your merchandise, and they're going to give you an honest estimate. It's located at 500 South Fifth Street in St. Charles, or call them at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
Hey, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. We don't care if you're from the red state or the blue state, we're going to put you in a happy state. Doesn't matter if you make over $250,000 or under $250,000, you still pay the same low price for the same coldest beer and fantastic food you always have. How about a little repeal and replace? We're just going to keep peeling shrimp. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are, as long as you're 21 and over, in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. And I'm Fast Eddie, and I approve this message.
A fun afternoon for a great cause. The Brain Injury Association of Missouri's annual golf tournament, August 26th at the Forest Park Community Golf Course. Brain injuries are more common than you think. They stem from accidents, medical conditions, sports injuries, or injuries during military service. Money we raise will help Missouri survivors of brain injuries and their families. Participate in the event and you can golf with us or help out by cheering on golfers and supporting our auction. To learn more, go to BIAMO.org or call 314-426-4020.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hit the B square.
Tuesday. You know what that means. DVDs are out. CDs are out. And that means Joe Hipperson is in studio, courtesy of Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Center. See, there's something you'll always notice about anything, any business that's locally owned and operated. People like you, people who live here, they work here and they work hard. This is their future. So you know that store is going to be run well, and the Oreck stores are. There's a new vacuum cleaner on the market. It's called Nela. Check it out. It's the talk of the vacuum cleaner business. And you know when those vacuum cleaner talkers get together.
Woo! Look out.
They talk loud.
They sure do. Ladies and gentlemen, Oreck is proud to present, as they do twice a week, Joseph H. Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
I made the middle initial up.
Yes, yes, yes.
What is your middle initial?
We've had this conversation.
I don't remember. I'm old.
As in David.
Joseph David Hipperson.
There we go. That's why if we get like really close and I decide to wear a cowboy hat, you call me JD and I could get away with it.
Okay, know? We're not going to get that.
Thank you. Just checking.
What's out today?
All right, we always start with music. A couple of options for you. A band that might be a bit theatrical. They're called The Darkness. They got a new record out called Hotcakes. Really, really cool band out of England called The Heavy. Got an album called Glorious Dead. This band called The Heavy. Really good stuff. You would swear if you caught this, the lead singer, I mean, if you just hear him singing, it should be somewhere in 1967 or 66. Got a real kind of James Brown vibe going on. The music sounds very vintage, but still fresh and current to where it's familiar, yet you know you never heard it, but you already like it. Kind of like if somebody puts on a brand new Tom Petty single, you can almost tell what the next line is going to be in the song. You almost kind of see it coming, where it's not groundbreaking, but still, it's familiar and fun. So, okay. The Heavy, good stuff by them. There's a band called Owl City, responsible for my six-year-old's favorite song of all time. That would be the Firefly song. You guys know which one I'm talking about?
Who knows? Who knows that song?
Come on, Dan.
Go sing it for us.
Yeah.
This is nowhere near.
That's all right.
Just don't apologize.
You would not believe your eyes. Yeah. 10 million fireflies. It's like a great lullaby song.
It is a good song.
It's great. It's very hooky. Very, very hooky. And their follow-up record to that is out today. It is called Midsummer Station. That's Owl City. So if you dug him the first time around, you might dig him now. If you are a fan of Tintin, I'm not talking about the Peter Jackson, Steven Spielberg, awesome CGI film. Talking the old school cartoon, season 3, The Adventures of Tintin, is available today. The 50 greatest wrestling moments in WWE history.
Oh,
finally.
No, thanks.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I know that you've been waiting with bated breath for this, my friend. So now it is out for you to enjoy. Also out today on DVD.
Do you think wrestling would have ever been big if there had not been folding chairs? I mean, really.
I don't know.
Every wrestling match.
Oh, for the crowd to sit in or to
hit
them over the head
with? Somebody with. It's like every tiny, I don't know, I watch like 5 minutes tops, but it seems like every time I've ever looked in on wrestling, some guy's got a chair, even one after another guy.
Even wrestling at the Chase, they did that. They'd come out and they'd get the folding chair, and then they'd come back and they hit the guy in the back with
it. In card tables, they would throw them out.
Yeah. And they were metal chairs. They weren't some prop.
It wasn't fake.
Balsa wood.
And everybody does say, wrestling's fake, and we know it's really
fake. Whoa, what?
Well, I'm sorry. Some people have been making claims that organized wrestling could be fake. You know, you see him get hit with those metal chairs, and the way it goes down, you kind of think, oh, yeah, well, this is all fake. Yeah. If somebody came up and hit me with a metal chair just like that, I'd be out for probably 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care how fake it's supposed to be. And I'm going to take a lot of your time. I have to tell you a story real quickly. When I was in country radio, Dan, we were at Kix. We had a wrestler come in. It was somebody big, like Andre the Giant or somebody. This guy came in, and in the studio, he showed us how he made himself bleed, and he had a, it was a special.
Well, now they do it. They tape their wrist up and they tape a razor blade.
Yes.
That was just a little corner out.
Yes.
Where they
he
could,
had, it was like a ring or something that had been made to hold like an X-Acto knife razor blade.
Yeah.
And he reached up in the studio like he had reached up to just touch his head where somebody hit. And when he did it, he cut his forehead. And he said, I remember he said, your forehead shoots a lot of blood out.
Yeah.
And he had etch marks like a chicken had walked on his forehead where he had cut himself so many times.
You had a guy here.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair came in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. He would get bloody on his forehead, and his whole white hair would be all red.
Yeah.
Because blood then runs down in your eyes. It's dramatic.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't know your beforehand. Apparently, if you want blood, that's a great source.
Wow, that's good. Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Keep that in mind.
Wrestling.
That's good stuff.
Lesson.
Yeah. All right. Also, on DVD today, you can get Revenge Season 1. That is now available if you're a fan of that TV show. Also, The Closer Season 7. NCIS Season 3. That is NCIS, I believe that's Los Angeles Season 3. That is a show I just never gotten. I've tried. I've watched a few episodes. I have tried. I know there's a lot of infatuation for a guy with the last name Bass in this show, but Gossip Girl Season 5 is available today. You ever give that a shot, Frank?
I've never seen
Nope.
that.
No.
I have tried, though. It's kind of like a second-rate Sex in the City, in my opinion.
I'm the only guy on the planet who's never seen one NC. What is it, NC?
NCIS.
I've never seen one. I've never seen a CSI. I've never seen a Law & Order. Not one of them.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm the only guy.
Okay, all right. Well, House Season 8, a show you used to dig, but then you fell off, right?
Well, it's the same show
right.
every night.
Eventually, it was the same thing. And then, you know, when you've got this great character. He's hooked on drugs, and he hates everybody, and he's really mean.
Yeah.
When eventually you say, okay, he's clean, now he's in love with somebody, it's not even the same show anymore. I mean, you can't get away with that. But Season 8 is available for everyone to enjoy. If you're a fan of terrible, terrible scary movies, Halloween 4 and 5 are finally out on Blu-ray. We've also got today The Dictator, Sacha Baron Cohen. Either you really like him or you just can't stand him. So, you know, the guy who did Borat.
I like him, but I didn't think this one looked funny.
Not to be confused with Kim Kardashian's movie, The Dictator.
My God.
Wow.
Can you say that?
No.
Okay, we've also got, let's see, the Disney classic Pocahontas and Pocahontas 2, which nobody saw, is now available on Blu-ray and regular DVD. You can also get The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under and a Blu-ray 2-pack. We also have a movie that is called The Aristocrats. Do not get that confused with what I think is the most overrated dumb joke in the world. The Aristocrats is actually a cartoon, so if you're going to find it, they did an aristocrat documentary with guys telling jokes. Didn't really do it for me, but there is the kid version of The Aristocrats out today on Blu-ray and regular DVD. And last but not least,
it's over.
I got two final things for you, Frank. One is a sign of very bad times, a direct-to-DVD Robert De Niro movie that is absolutely terrible. This movie sucks eggs in ways that are just astronomically evil. It's called Freelancers, starring Robert De Niro and 50 Cent. That is
what
no joke.
A pairing.
Yes. Oh, and Forrest Whitaker shows up, so everybody can be like, what, you know, just like distracted. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say anything, but when you can't look at Forrest Whitaker and not be distracted.
Well, I love Forrest Whitaker, but isn't he always the same guy? He's that kind of, you feel kind of, he's a really nice guy.
And I think that guy.
What are you looking at?
You kind of feel sorry for him.
You do.
You know what? Yeah. I think that got established with Good Morning Vietnam. I think once he established that way of playing a part, a lot of people just fell on that.
Except when he played Idi Amin, he wasn't a likable guy.
Well, yeah, I didn't see that. Like I was going to ask, has he ever been cast as a really nasty guy?
There you go. Okay. The only other release worth mentioning today is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. I absolutely love this film, and it stars the very, very, very young and hot Ally Sheedy, way before she hit 24 walls in the end of the 1980s. It stars Matthew Broderick. It is an awesome flick. Dabney Coleman, good stuff. War Games on Blu-ray, first time ever.
Yes.
I still think that movie holds up. The technology is nowhere near today's standards, but if a kid watched this movie, they would dig it. It doesn't matter that the technology is different.
What happened to Ally Sheedy? She was so cute.
24 walls. I think about 24 walls. She hit you that. She fell out, you know, a helicopter into the forest and then landed on rocks. I'm not sure. It's no good. But there was a time. There was a time. We're in Ron War Games and Blu-ray, high def, just putting that out there.
Sure.
All right, I'm good. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, hip on entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care.
You know who else I saw interviewed 2 days ago? Molly Ringwald. And she was just red hot and all those 16 candles. And then, boom, nothing. Nothing forever and ever and ever.
She was on a TV show for a while.
Yeah, you just wonder what happens that some people, and maybe it's choice. Maybe they make enough money and they decide they don't want to work a lot. Maybe it's not always that, you know, nobody wanted them and their career just dried up. All right, Matheny Heating and Cooling has several things that I could talk to you about. One is this, and I'm eventually going to do this remote turning your temperature in your house up and down from your cell phone. I just think that is the slickest thing. And they showed me how it works. And it's such a simple, apparently simply swap out the thermostat in your house for this thing that I think only needs a Wi-Fi signal. And most homes, a lot of homes have a router. You have Wi-Fi. And if that thermostat can pick up that signal, then it can contact your phone. Your phone can contact it. You can check the temperature. I could check the temperature in my house right now and go, you know, it's 82 degrees in my house. I better turn it down because I'm going to be home pretty soon, and I do it from my phone. And it's relatively simple. It's not that big a deal. Now, what can be a big deal is getting a company to come out that's going to cheat you. I told you Monday night, was it Monday? It was tonight. Sunday night, Dateline, NBC. If you didn't see it, go online. Peon, can't you pretty much watch anything online?
I think so, yeah.
That was aired. This Dateline special where they set up a house and surveillance and cameras and called six different heating and cooling companies. And usually what they'll say is, well, two of them we found to be very honest. But no, all six of them tried to cheat this woman who was in this house with her kids. Daddy wasn't around. Every single one of them made up crap that wasn't true. And the bills were anywhere. Now, they made it clear that this should cost about $180 to fix what they broke on purpose. Every bill that she got, every estimate she got was from $380 up to about $1,000, and everything they told her that she needed was bogus. Six out of six. You don't think that that's also true in St. Louis? It doesn't matter if it's New Jersey, Missouri, or what state. You got a lot of people out there who know you don't know what a capacitor is. You don't know what it looks like. And they can take any part out of their truck and say it was in your equipment. Look at this. Look, this is burned up. We replaced it. You need a reputable company, because anybody can get a truck and put heating and cooling on it and a name above that, and you're in business. Make sure you know who you're dealing with. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 70 years this year. Great family business, great reputation, residential or commercial. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, I think when you have them out once, you'll never again wonder who you're going to call for a heating and cooling maintenance, service, or replacement. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
With your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, we've got a report. Couldn't really tell. It was kind of staticky on the scanner, but it's either a vehicle fire or an accident. It's on southbound 55, just a little bit south of the Herculaneum McNutt exit. Now we check the rest of westbound 64. Stop and go from 270 through Mason, Clarkson down to the Iceplex, and then from Long Road out to the Boone Bridge. Stop and go traffic on westbound 70. It's just a little bit slow between TR or 79 and TRU. Southbound 270, stop and go solid from 64 down through Geordie Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online. Online at stefpizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for Star Coins and Stamps. Maybe your grandparents left you a couple coins or maybe some stamps and you don't know what to do with them. This is the perfect place to go. You want to stay local and see what they can give you for those coins and stamps. Or maybe you're looking to invest your money, not in the stock market right now. No, that's nuts. You could buy gold and silver. This is a great deal, and a lot of people are doing it, investing in this stuff. And the only place to do it is Star Coins and Stamps. Nancy's the owner. She's been doing business here for 28 years. Her dad collected coins. Her dad collected stamps, and she learned the business. And they're paying top dollar for this stuff. Also, if you have some jewelry that you'd like to get rid of, or any flatware or scrap metal, this is the place to take it. They're going to give you a free verbal appraisal. Just bring in your merchandise, and they're going to give you an honest estimate. It's located at 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, or call them at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, former Today Show host Ann Curry is suggesting that she was fired by NBC for wearing loud, colorful outfits.
What?
I'm sorry, isn't that a little hypocritical for a network whose mascot is a peacock?
Yeah. You
know? Hey, according to NASA, the world will not come to an end for another 4 billion years.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, or about the same time Todd Akin finally dropped out of the Senate race. You've been following the new Mars rover, Curiosity.
Yeah.
Seen it? Yeah, sending back great photos. Not to mention, the thing's got a pretty cool robotic arm. The thing's incredibly sophisticated and lifelike. In fact, just today, cameras caught it texting while driving.
Who's like
do it all? Yeah, it's not my best material today.
No, don't say that.
No, I understand.
Come on.
No, I understand. It's okay,
you're,
really.
You're
and finally,
on yourself.
No. Finally,
I'm sitting here thinking how good it is.
You got to put on a strong front.
Yeah.
This is middle of the road stuff. An Ohio woman is demanding $500 billion. That's right, $500 billion, after police towed her car to the impound lot.
I don't blame her.
But just to prove she's not unreasonable, she said she's willing to settle for half that amount.
See, that's some funny stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
That is funny stuff.
You make me feel better, but thank you for lying. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
That Todd Akin thing, you know, we don't talk about that stuff here.
Right.
But
that's about as big as a blunder as they do in politics.
Yep. Good luck there, Todd. And your own party says, get out. Not a good thing. It's an uphill battle. Don't go away. We have a joke that Marion requested earlier. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.